This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. One person is dead and two others wounded after a Russian missile hit non-residential buildings in the capital of Kyiv Thursday. Kyiv Mayor Vitaly Klitschko broke the news in a post on the Telegram messaging app. Air raid sirens wailed across Ukraine after Russia launched a wave of missile and self-exploding drone attacks. Officials in Ukraine's Odessa region say two critical infrastructure facilities were damaged in the attacks. Russia has targeted Ukraine's power grid with missile and drone strikes since October, causing sweeping blackouts and other outages during winter. This comes one day after U.S. President Joe Biden announced the United States will send 31 Abrams tanks to Ukraine to counter an expected fresh Russian offensive in the coming months. Israeli forces have killed several Palestinians and wounded many others during a raid in the occupied West Bank. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has our story.
The violence occurred in the Jenin refugee camp, a militant stronghold that has been the focus of Israeli raids in the past year. The conflict spiked in January with over two dozen Palestinians killed since the start of the year. The fighting comes weeks into Israel's new government, its most right-wing ever, which has pledged to take a hard line against the Palestinians. The unrest also comes days before Secretary of State Antony Blinken is set to arrive in the region and push for steps that might improve daily life for the Palestinians. I'm Karen Chamas.
And as Karen just mentioned, just hours after the attack, the State Department announced U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken will travel to Egypt, Israel, and the West Bank starting Sunday through Tuesday to discuss heightened tensions between Israelis and Palestinians, as well as the war in Ukraine with regional leaders. This is VOA News. The U.S. economy continues to grow, but slowed down in the last quarter. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
The Commerce Department estimates that the nation's gross domestic product decelerated last quarter, growing at an annual pace of 2.9% from October to December. That's slowing from 3.2% in the fall. For the year, the GDP expanded slightly over 2%, much slower than the blistering growth in 2021, with an economy recovering from the pandemic. The numbers were boosted by resilient spending by consumers, businesses, and the government. Most analysts think the economy will slow further in the current quarter and slide into at least a mild recession by mid-year. An intended consequence of the Federal Reserve's aggressive series of interest rate hikes meant to crush the worst inflation in four decades. Jennifer King, Washington.
The United Nations says the production of opium in Myanmar has flourished since the military seizure of power. A report released Thursday by the UN Office on Drugs and Crime says the country saw a 33% increase in cultivation of poppies in 2022. The first full growing season since the military overthrew the democratically elected government of Aung San Suu Kyi. The report says the military's fight against armed civilian forces since the takeover has diverted its attention from eradicating poppy crops. The UN estimates the overall value of Myanmar's opiate economy as between $660 million and $2 billion. Thousands of Australians marked the country's National Day celebrations Thursday with rallies in support of Indigenous people, many of whom described the anniversary of the day a British fleet sailed into Sydney Harbour as Invasion Day. In Sydney, large crowds gathered at an Invasion Day rally in the Central Business District.
Nobody's got the right to celebrate genocide. That's it. This is ground zero, genocide. Ground zero happened here on 26th of January, 1788. Nobody should be celebrating. It's not an event to celebrate.
This year's holiday comes as Prime Minister Anthony Albanese's centre-left Labour Party government plans a referendum on recognising Indigenous people in the Constitution and requiring consultation with them on decisions that affect their lives, called the Voice to Parliament. Many Indigenous Australians, however, are not supportive of the move, feeling that they are still not being listened to. Torrential rain hit central Athens Thursday as a wave of bad weather made its way across the country. The Parthenon atop the ancient Acropolis was barely visible in the storm. Residents received an emergency alert asking them to restrict their movements. By remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.